Aloha, and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yama. Join us today along with co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry, Leslie Silva, and Martin Arinaga. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. As you hear the gripping stories today from our special guests, we invite you to call us at 296-5467. Again, that's 296-5467. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Samuel Johnson wrote, "Those who attain any excellence commonly spend life in one pursuit. For excellence is not often granted upon easier terms." One of the privileges I have had in life is to meet people who have been exceptional in what they do. There is a kind of awe that comes when you are in the presence of someone who has risen above the norm. It goes without saying, they've paid a price for where they are in life and whom they have become. Today, our guest is one of those people. He's a gifted teacher and has been called by the Lord into the pastoral ministry through some very dramatic circumstances. You'll get to hear it today. And one of the things I admire most is that he is tenacious in his pursuit of the Lord and the fulfillment of God's calling on his life. As we begin our show today, as we typically do, want to just pause for a moment and remind you that the reason why we're here together, you're listening, we're here with you, certainly not by chance, it's because God has, in his plan, destined for this moment to occur, for you to hear what you're going to be hearing, because the Lord has certain things to reveal to you, to share with you in this program. And God wants you to know that whatever you're facing today, whatever challenge stands before you, even if it seems like a Goliath type of giant, that you can have the grace, courage, and spirit as that, like David, to slay that giant with the grace of God. The Lord is with you. He loves you. He knows you. And there is hope. Just like we do this series. Hope in a time of crisis. Pastor Sidney Sumida served on the pastoral team of Grace Bible Church, Honolulu, under the ministry of Pastor Sam and Nancy Webb for 15 years. It was in the summer of 1988. After hearing from the Lord to plant a work in West Oahu, and conferring with the leadership team, Pastor Sid began to prepare work to answer God's call. He and his dear wife, Gail, have been used of the Lord. It was in March of 1990, Grace Bible Church, West Oahu, was birthed. And some incredible things happened as the church has grown. And like I said earlier, he is a man who is tenacious for the Lord. Sometimes I think of him as, we have that term, dogged determination. He has that feistiness and that once he grabs onto something and God, he knows God has released him to do it, he goes with all his might. And we need guys like that around us today, especially in with the challenges that we face in our life today. And Pastor Sid is a father. He has three beautiful children in Bethany, Christy and Joshua. He'll share a little bit more about that, for it is probably, the dearest thing to talk about on his heart. But Pastor Sid Sumita, Pastor Sid, welcome to our show. It's good to have you with us today.
Thank you, Danny. Kind of a real privilege to be able to be here. And, of course, most of all, to be able to have a friendship with you. Yeah, yeah. That's been great. Traveled together and
absolutely
conferences together. So that's been good.
You know, you get to really know somebody, right, when you travel with them. And the fact that we're here together today, smiling, still good friends, it says a lot. It says
that's
a
right.
lot, you know. You know what it says? It says that you're a very gracious man. So Grace Bible Church West Oahu is very fitting for you. Thank you so much for your friendship. Yeah. Pastor, let's get right into it. Just, tell us where you grew up. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in these islands in the heart of Kalihi, good old Kalihi. You know, someone once said, can any good thing come out of Kalihi? Well, God's raised up a lot of good men and women that love the Lord and serve Him. And so happened that, I'm one of them that God put His hand upon me and called me out from where I was. And I thank the Lord that it was a wasa there, and it's not a isa there. And serving the Lord has been the greatest adventure for myself personally. And I trust that I've been a blessing as God's allowed His Spirit to work in my life.
Yeah. You know, I think a lot of good things have come out of Kalihi. In many facets of life in Hawaii, it's really, really reachable, whether it's from government, politics, ministry, entertainment. My Kalihi, Farrington High School, man. So you're a Farrington grad?
I'm a Farrington grad, yes. I did make it.
You made it. Well, tell us, Pastor Sid, growing up in Kalihi, who influenced you most in your growing up formative years?
In my growing years, you know, those younger years growing up in a family, I came from an Oriental family, and a lot of tradition there. And of course, growing up in Kalihi, you had a lot of temptation there, things that were out of the ordinary that I didn't know wasn't normal there, that was drawn into and got in a lot of trouble. And you know, like any person, your younger years, your dad is probably your inspiration there. I have an older brother and a younger sister, and my brother was pretty influential in my life.
How was your brother influential? This is your younger brother, yeah?
Older brother.
Oh, older brother.
Yeah, he's an older brother to me. And he loves sports, and that's one of the things. I guess growing up in Kalihi, you end up loving sports, right?
Mm-hmm.
So like you too, right, Danny? Your brother was a champion there in his own right there. And kind of got drew into that interest there. But somehow, as I came to a certain place in life, that wasn't fulfilling. Even though it may have been exciting at that time, as you go on in life, you realize that life is more than that.
Well, as you're growing, you know, you're in high school, you know, there's a huge gap now between what you're doing today and where you are where we started. We like to start off like that, just kind of talk about, you know, local people. We like to know where people come from. One of the questions we always have in the back of our minds, I wonder what high school that guy went to, you know. And we sort of form our ideas and kind of get a profile. Mm-hmm. It's a local style form of profiling, yeah?
Profiling.
Yeah, yeah, in Hawaii. Well, how did you become a Christian?
I became a Christian in my first year in college. And what had happened in my high school years, thank God that I had a friend that he found Jesus and he started to share with different ones of us.
Mm-hmm.
And he did share with me about the Lord. I always felt that, well, not yet. You know, there were different things going on in my life. And I realized that if you come to Jesus, there's a price tag on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not cheap. God doesn't want an imitation. But it's a genuine commitment, 100% commitment that you need to give to the Lord if you want Him to be real in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, I wasn't quite ready. But God knew how to arrange the circumstances to bring me around to make me ready.
About how old were you at the time?
I was 19 years of age.
Okay.
19 years of age then. And what had happened was on one Saturday night, I was with a bunch of friends, and we were doing things that we shouldn't have been doing. And I had a near-death experience. And in that, God allowed me in that unconscious state to have a series of visions that really shook my life and really turned my life around.
Okay, now, you're 19 years old, and you get into this accident, right? Near-death experience. Near-death, you're at the threshold of death's door, so to speak, right?
Right.
Now, did you have, because you're talking about visions, did you have a religious background before that?
The only background I had about the Bible was what my friend shared with me, those few moments there that he turned, he'd open the Bible, and he'd share with me about Jesus and how we need to know him. Without that, really, my only background was, as far as Christianity was concerned, was the songs that I heard at Christmas, you know, like Joy to the World,
yeah.
And the little drummer boy that okay. gave his all, you know. And other than that, I came from an Oriental background, local style, and Buddhist background, and mm-hmm. if God was real, not sure if he's real, God, if you're real, where are you, you know, type of thing. And
okay.
you send these prayers up, and you never know whether God's hearing you or not. And that was kind of to the extent of my religious background.
So now you have this accident, and you have these visions. Tell us about it.
Well, in my unconscious state, what I saw was the first vision I saw, and I didn't know it was a vision, till later on I read my Bible and I realized that God does allow things to happen. He does give visions, yeah?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And this first picture that I saw was I saw myself standing on this broad road.
Okay.
And it was like a party setting. Everybody was laughing and having a good time. And it was kind of like a twilight setting.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's laughing, having a good time. And I noticed that I could recognize different ones that were on this road. It was a broad road. Aunties, uncles, friends, classmates, the smart ones, the not-so-smart ones, the athletic ones, the not-so-athletic ones,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And but then I noticed as I stepped back and I noticed where this road was heading. And as this road went along, people were unaware where this road was heading. And it ended up going off this cliff and into this burning fiery pit. And when you got down to the end of the road, it got really, really dark and really scary.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that was the first thing that I saw there. And then all of a sudden that picture changed. And then I saw myself standing, and I would say probably about 50 or 60 yards up ahead of me. And it was an incline on going up a little hill. And I saw a cross.
Mm.
And what really struck me was when I saw the cross, I saw the body of a man hanging on the cross. And as I got closer, I noticed that whoever this person was, life was totally beaten out of him. And that really shook me up. And then I noticed that at the bottom of the cross, at the foot of the cross, was this black covered book, this book with a black cover on it. And I noticed that there were two words on that cover. And as I got closer, I could identify the words. And when I looked closely, I read the two words, which was the Holy Bible. And that really, you know, was something foreign to me,
mm-hmm.
Holy Bible. And then that all changed, and I saw another picture. And this time I saw myself standing, and maybe it was like I was in Cam Highway Drive-In. We don't have Cam Highway Drive-In with the movie screen like how
yeah.
It is today. But back then, there was
certain people are listening and they're connecting with you, right?
Cam Highway Drive-In, you know. Huge screen. And as I was sitting in the drive-in, I was sitting there by myself.
Mm-hmm.
And it's huge screen. And as I'm watching the movie, I begin to recognize the people in the movie. And lo and behold, I realized who the star of the movie was. And it was me. And I saw myself 5-6 years of age at my grandmother's funeral and sitting there. And in my mind, I'm thinking, whatever happened to grandma anyway? Where's grandma? And I'm thinking that now, but it's being played out aloud on this movie over here. All my thoughts are being played out aloud. And then I see myself, second grade, my teacher, she has a aneurysm and she dies. Then I'm at her funeral and those same questions are coming in my mind again.
Hmm.
What happened to my teacher, you know? And when a person dies, what happens to them? Where do they go? And then that all switched around. And as I'm looking at that movie, it's continuing to play. And then I see myself now in the seventh grade. And I'm going to Kalakau Intermediate School. And I'm taking the shortcut. And I'm going through the housing area. And as I'm crossing over, there's this huge Polynesian guy with this huge knife. And he's throwing them in the ground. And he's just talking to different ones that are passing by him to take the shortcut to school. Mm-hmm. And then it's my turn, you know, and I try not to make an eye contact with him, you know, but somehow he gets my attention and he says, "Hey, Japanese, how much money you get?" And then first time in my whole life I ever got hijacked, and to think that there are people that have in their heart to steal from other people and to put fear and intimidation. And that was a whole new awakening for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw myself in the ninth grade sitting out on Sand Island Beach looking over the ocean and thinking, I wonder what life is really about. And I see myself thinking, and in this movie, I'm just being playing aloud. It's playing aloud there. I'm thinking about my parents. I mean, good people, hardworking, honest people. And they're working hard 5 days a week, and maybe on the weekends they get a family gathering or there's a party, and then Monday comes around and the same old thing, the same old, same old, same old. And I'm thinking, is life more than the same old, same old, same old? And I'm thinking about life, and I'm wondering about why am I here on earth? And then I'm seeing all changes, and I'm there in high school, and some of the struggles that I was going through in high school all played out. All played out. Not only what I did, not only what I said, but also what I thought.
Now, in you're 19 years old.
Mm-hmm.
You're seeing this, this vision. What lapse of time would you say it all happened?
It all happened. Probably in a span, I would say less than an hour. I was unconscious, and those things came. Those things happened. Yeah. Those things happen.
You know, I know there's more. There's more. And as you describe it for us, I think there's points of relatability of what you're saying. And I know it must have had a very profound impact on you. And I want you to share that when we come back from our break. How it affected you as a teenager. Receiving these visions from the Lord. I also have a sense, Pastor Sid, that it relates to me. It relates to our listeners today. Even in a situation that they might be in, God can encourage and inspire them through even what you're sharing. As you listen, Pastor Sid's going to explain even further. When we come back, I believe that you're going to be blessed, encouraged, and inspired. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend?
Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of The Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. To be part of today's discussion, call us at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. Or contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now let's rejoin Danny and co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry, Martin Arinaga, and Leslie Silva.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with our featured guest today, Pastor Sid Sumida. Pastor Sid is the senior pastor, founding and senior pastor of Grace Bible Church, West Oahu. And he's sharing with us about his conversion story. And before we get into it, I just want to give a shout out to our sponsors. A big mahalo to Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A Electrician, Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, HMC Karaoke, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa, Burt's Union Service, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, and Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group. To hear more programs like this, programs that will not only engage you, but inspire you and remind you of how much God loves you and cares about you and your friends and your family, go to www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. Before our break, Pastor Sid was sharing, he's 19 years old, doesn't have much of a religious background back then. I mean, he, you know, he's a little bit Buddhist, he's come from a Japanese background. He's had some, you know, rough moments growing up in Kalihi. You know, as far as Bible and Christianity, you know, Christmas carols like Jingle Bells and maybe Little Drummer Boy. But then he gets into this accident. It's a near fatal accident. He's unconscious. And during that period, which was for about an hour, when he's unconscious, the Lord gave him a series of visions. Before our break, we left off. You were actually there. It was like a cam drive-in type of scene. It's like the scenes of your life were being played in front of you in a very intimate way, close things, both things that you experienced and thoughts that you had. And take us further from there, Pastor.
Yeah, and as I was sharing, you know, I saw the road, the broad road. I saw people falling off into this horrible place. I saw the cross. I saw the man on the cross. I saw that black covered book, the Holy Bible. Then I saw that big screen and what was being rehearsed before me. And as I was sharing from my grandmother's death and my teacher passing away and all the way up intermediate school, and now I'm in high school and now I'm in college. I'm 19 years of age. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting in this philosophy 101 class and this professor's lecturing about the meaning of life. I says, oh yeah, that's what I wanted to find out about. Why am I here on earth, you know? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And after he's done lecturing and giving his spill and spilling his guts, at the end of that lecture, he says even he himself is not sure what life is really about. And he had all of these initials after his name, these titles, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm, these doctorate mm-hmm. degrees and all mm-hmm, of these things, and he mm-hmm. himself did not know. Mm-hmm. And then I remember, I was dumbfounded that this highly educated guy, even him, did not know. And then God brought me back, and I saw this in that movie there, that film clip of my life, of how I was sitting across the dinner table with my parents and asking them about what is life. And my mom and dad, too, could not answer that question. Hmm. And then that all changed. And then I saw myself with another vision. And this time I saw this beautiful place. Danny, it was the most beautiful place you could ever imagine. This place that you would just want to be there. And started off with me seeing this lighted city, a bright lighted city. And I was way far away, probably about a mile or so away from this lighted city. And then I saw myself running toward the city. And as I ran closer, the sounds from this place were so beautiful. And the best way that I could describe it was, as I got closer to this place, the sounds, the music, the whatever that was coming from this place, it was like, as it got louder, it was like waves of peace and waves of joy and waves of love just flooding into me. That's the best I could explain it, you know, mm-hmm. what it felt like. Mm-hmm. And then I saw myself going into the gates, and whether there were people or whether they were angels or heavenly beings, they were all different sizes, and they had an aura around them, a bright light around them. And some were brighter than others. Some of these beings were bigger than others. And then as I was there, it seemed like out of nowhere came this person that was the brightest of them all. Hmm. And in my heart, I just knew something just registered in my heart that was Jesus.
Hmm.
And it was such an awesome feeling to be in his presence.
Mm-hmm.
And as he spoke to me, he didn't speak like how we speak, Danny.
Mm-hmm.
But he spoke to me through his eyes. And I knew that God was calling me, that this was not the end of my life, that my time on earth was not said and done over here. No matter what state my physical body was in, but God had a purpose for me, and he wanted me to go back and do what his will was for my life. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then that all changed, and then I saw myself standing in these huge gates. But this was totally the opposite of what I saw in that bright city. It was dark. It was ugly. It had this terrible feeling about it. And then I saw myself inside these gates, and everywhere I looked, Danny, there were these heads and faces of people, and the anguish and the torment that they were in, and I could see it in their faces, and I could feel it. It was such an ugly feeling, and they were burning, but there was a fire that coming up from their neck, but it didn't have any light, and it was one of the most horrific, horrible place to be in,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
that anyone could ever imagine. You would never wish anyone to go there.
Mm-hmm.
And then that all subsided there. And I realized that God was speaking to me, that they were just two places will end up.
You know, as you describe it, it's quite remarkable to me that you're seeing this, because There's biblical connections to what you're seeing. Very consistent biblical themes, connections. And here you are, really a non-religious person, right?
That's
non-Christian person. And God is revealing these things to you and trusting you with these things. You know how we always talk, a vision needs to be validated by Scripture. So as you're explaining these things, there you are. As a teenager back then, 19 years old, seeing this. So what was happening on the inside of you when you regained consciousness? What took place?
Well, Danny, there was this great fear that gripped me,
mm-hmm.
especially that last scene that I saw.
Sure.
And I'm going to use this expression. It scared the hell out of me, man. I knew mm-hmm. that I didn't want to go to this place.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted
mm-hmm.
to go to the other place,
yeah.
that beautiful place, you mm-hmm. know. And but inside, and just trying to search for where I was at that time, that point in my life, I realized that there was really, I didn't have any reference point of
mm-hmm.
somebody that I knew that could solidly guide my life to where
yeah.
I needed to
yeah.
be.
Yeah.
And all of those images had something to do with a man who died on the cross, and a broad road, and a book that said Holy Bible, mm-hmm. and about eternity, and about one day there's going to be accountability with my life.
Mm-hmm.
And so I needed to find who could help me to find the answers to that.
You know, it's compelling to me, because here you are, you know, unbeknownst to you, you're in this accident, you're taking this, you're just living your life. And then suddenly God, in this near fatal accident, God begins to reveal himself to you. Basically what you're seeing images of the gospel, the mm-hmm. good news of Christ mm-hmm. being given to you. And here you are wondering, okay, as you regain consciousness, you're scared to the core. And where do I go from here? Mm-hmm. What do I do? How do I make sense mm-hmm. of the things that I'm seeing? And, you know, today, we do. Pastor and I think we both agree. We live in a very complex society. Our lives are very fast-paced. You know, there's certain seasons in the year that just kind of accelerates. It's like you hit a button and you hit nitrous oxide and you go light speed even. And so here we are. Somebody today might be listening and they're thinking, wow, I got a lot going on too. And, you know, I'm searching. I'm searching like how you're searching. Maybe it might not have been in a vision like that, but God has spoken to me in this way or that way. And I'm wondering, is it of him? Is it God? And a lot of times it comes in crisis moments, mm-hmm. like how it mm-hmm. was for you. And perhaps today you're trying to make sense. You're wondering, how does it all fit together? When we come back, Pastor Sid Sumita is going to share how it fit together for him and what God shared with him and what happened. You don't want to miss this. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. The fact that there are business owners who care enough about our community to bring God's hope to people is one of the greatest gifts to society. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show appreciates their generous financial support.
The Good Life Radio Show is a ministry that has a family of financial supporters. Grateful for their generosity, Danny Yamashiro and the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show would like to thank Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, HMC Karaoke, Birch Union Service Station on School Street, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Michael Beasley of Kiani, Realtor Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, and Chinnin and Arenaga Financial Group Incorporated. To learn more about our sponsors and further sponsorship opportunities, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. To be part of today's discussion, call us at 296-5467. That's 296-5467.
or contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now let's rejoin Danny and co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry, Martin Arinaga, and Leslie Silva.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with my featured guest today, Pastor Sid Sumita. And you know, Pastor, I'm very appreciative of you sharing from your heart the way that you've been sharing. You know, as you listen to the Good Life Hawaii radio show, and I'd like to remind you, go ahead and visit us at our website, www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. There are some devotionals there put on by Leslie Silva. You can also go to our index tab. It's on the right-hand side of the website. And what you'll see is all kinds of topics, you know, from politics to entertainment to athletics to ministry, finance, on and on. And you click that, and special shows, programs that we have are all indexed, and you can go ahead and listen to our guests on that show. I also want to remind you that my new book, Paradise Calls, a spellbinding story of survival and hope from Hawaii's evangelists, is now available in stores, Borders, Barnes & Noble, Costco, Sam's Club, of course, Showers of Blessing and Logos, and available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. You can go ahead and get that. I think it'd be a great gift to give, but it kind of goes back, and you know, I go into some detail about how God miraculously grabbed hold of my life, you know, like how he dramatically did of Pastor Sid's. You know, my 400-foot fall from the pulley, and but what the Lord has done since, and I think it'll be an encouragement, inspiration to you. You know, the Good Life Hawaii radio show is a listener-supported program, and I want to invite you to be a partner with us. Your donation is very important in helping us reach more people with God's hope. So please pray, and the Lord lays it on your heart. Go ahead, write a check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries, and send it to P.O. Box 700-998, Kapolei, Hawaii, 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries. Send it over to P.O. Box 700-998, Kapolei, Hawaii, 96709. Pastor Sid, before our break, you were explaining to us about how you were beginning now to process what you saw. I mean, you got struck with fear to the core with what you saw in that vision. How did you process that?
Well, Danny, the first thing I did was I got on my knees and I says, God, if you're real, wherever you may be, I don't know what's happened to me, but I know you're trying to communicate something mm-hmm. to me. And if you show me whatever you would want, I'll do whatever you would want. I'll do whatever you want. And that was the first step.
It was like a prayer of surrender.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not like you even had somebody say this prayer after me, you know, and then give you like the sinner's mm-hmm. prayer. Mm-hmm. You just surrendered
right
at that moment. And then what happened?
Then what happened? There was it was like a pause, and in this pause period, it was like trying to find the answers to what I saw. I knew it had to do with the Bible. I knew it had to do with this man who died on the cross. And I began to think back about, was there anybody that I knew that had something with that black-covered book?
Mm-hmm.
And then I remembered there was a friend of mine that shared with me about the Lord.
Mm.
And I was just trying to figure out how I'm gonna find him, you know?
Yeah.
And I remember he told me that he went to this church up in Kalihi Valley.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought to myself, that's where I can find him. I don't have his number. I hadn't seen him for a long time, but I know he's going to be there. I'm praying he's going to be there,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened was, at that time I was working a job at a service station, and on Sundays I work, Sunday morning I work. And so happened that Sunday, that following Sunday, I worked up to 12 o'clock. And as soon as I got done working, I got in my car and I went looking for that church. Went there, and lo and behold, they had just finished their morning service. At that time, Grace Bible Church had two services, and they had just completed their morning service about 12:30. And I was out there, and you know, not sure, you know, a whole total new environment. I'm looking from the outside, and I see all these happy people, and mm-hmm. I knew church was finished. They were coming out and going, getting in their cars and going their way, going home. And this one lady, this elderly lady, came up to me and she says, "Oh, hi, are you looking for something?" You know, I said, "Yeah, I'm looking for my friend." And she asked me who it was, and I told him his name. And he said, oh, I know him. Yeah, I'll call him for you. And I made my connect over there with him. He had invited me at that time. Grace Bible Church not only had morning services, but they had an evening service.
Mm-hmm.
And I came back that evening to come to church. First time. First time in a Christian church. First time in my life.
Well, it's remarkable. You had a very biblical set of visions. Now you're responding in a just kind of like giving up before God and say, Lord, you know, here I am. And then he connects you to your friend, and now you're entering church for the first time. You can relate with a lot of people who sometimes feel a little bit awkward going to church with that those feelings of uncertainty and even being uncomfortable because of that. You can relate with them.
Mm-hmm.
What happened? Take us further.
Well, then, you know, you got to understand that I didn't know Jesus, and you know, I didn't feel good inside about my lifestyle, how I was living. So you kind of feel you don't fit into church, you know. But I knew I needed to be there because that's where the black book was. That's where they talked about the man who died on the cross.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I come back, and it's an evening service. My friend meets me, and he sits with me, and they're singing songs. And as they're singing songs, he's showing me the words. In those days, they didn't have the
PowerPoint.
No PowerPoint over
not,
there.
Not even overhead projector.
They had, yeah. No, I take that back. No overhead projector, that's right. It was out of the hymnal that we sang some of the songs, you know. And you had to listen real closely so you make sure you got the right words, you know. Whole new culture in itself. And then as I was there, you know, I don't know what the preacher preached. He was a missionary, and I don't know what he preached about. I don't remember. But I know at the end, he said, if you want to know Jesus, if you really want to know him, come forward. And I got up, and I came forward and said that prayer to receive Jesus in my life. But one of the things was, at that time, that church was praying for revival.
Mm-hmm.
And after the service, they would go into the prayer room. They had a special prayer room. And they would pray, and they would cry out to the Lord. And when I went back there, Danny, I heard them crying out to God, and they were speaking in that heavenly language. Some of them were speaking in that heavenly language, and they were crying out to God and interceding for their loved ones. And then I recognized the sound. And you know what that sound was? That sound that I recognized was that heavenly city. I recognized the worship that was there. I recognized that, yeah, I'm in the right place. And I recognized, as I looked different ones, when they were coming to church, they had Bibles, and this one guy in particular had the Bible with the black cover that had the word Holy Bible on it, and I says, I'm in the right place. And that missionary, whoever he was, as he was preaching, he talked about the man who died on the cross, a man who loved us, who gave his life for us, and I knew I was in the right place. Yeah.
Wow. As you're listening to this, you know, there may be a resonance within your own heart because of a searching that you've been going through, and you're looking to find the Lord. You know, Pastor Sid, I feel like at a program like this, there may be some people that are saying, hey, you know, I'm like you. I wanna know the Lord too. You know, we don't always do it. But I think today, maybe somebody, as they're listening, they're saying, what do I do next? How do I have what you have? How do I have that relationship that you have? What would you say, Pastor?
I would say to them, you know, God loves you, and you can make the connection. And the way you make the connection is you, first of all, recognize that you have a need for the Lord. You have a need for forgiveness. We all do.
Mm-hmm.
And none of us is perfect. Every one of us falls short of God's standard of righteousness. And that's why Jesus came and he died on the cross for us. And it's really simple. It's just opening up our hearts and saying, Lord, I ask you to forgive me. I recognize that Jesus came. He died on the cross for my sins. And I want to invite him to be my personal Savior and my Lord. And when you make that commitment, God will not disappoint you. You're not going to get disappointed, man. You're going to be so excited because now God's going to begin to talk to you, and God's going to begin to answer your prayers. And it's going to not be, it might seem like coincidence, but these coincidences are going to happen so often, you're going to know that God is with you. It's exciting. It's exciting.
You know, one of the things that I admire and I marvel at, Pastor Sid has a very unique voice, and God has given him a youthfulness of spirit. So even as you're listening, I don't know, you might be thinking, oh, he was 19, when was that? You know, a couple years ago? Well, you know, part of what really validates what you're saying, not only as you studied the scriptures and you've seen the biblical thread throughout these visions that God has given you, very biblical visions, but that was decades ago, and you're still on fire for the Lord. You're still walking with Him. You're still seeking Him with all your heart. And every time I'm with you, it's like, wow, I want to follow the Lord like Pastor Sid knows and loves the Lord and is raising a family. You have a family, you're married to Pastor Gail, your children. And when we come back from our break, Pastor, I want you to talk to us about your family. Talk to us about how God led you into the ministry and then led you to plant this church, Grace Bible Church, West Oahu, and the things that God has been doing in your life in our last segment of our program.
All my favorite subjects.
Your favorite subjects. Well,
every one of them.
I think people can relate with those subjects too. So as you can, as you will, stay with us. We'll be right back with more from Pastor Sid Sumita.
Desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. The fact that there are business owners who care enough about our community to bring God's hope to people is one of the greatest gifts to society. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show appreciates their generous financial support.
The Good Life Radio Show is a ministry that has a family of financial supporters. Grateful for their generosity, Danny Yamashiro and the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show would like to thank Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, HMC Karaoke, Birch Union Service Station on School Street, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Michael Beasley of Kiani, Realtor Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, and Chinnan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated. To learn more about our sponsors and further sponsorship opportunities, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. To be part of today's discussion, call us at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. Or contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now let's rejoin Danny and co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry, Martin Arinaga, and Leslie Silva.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with Pastor Sid Sumita, Senior Pastor, Founding and Senior Pastor of Grace Bible West Oahu. Pastor Sid, if somebody wanted to find out more information about Grace Bible West Oahu, how would they do that?
We have a website, and the address is gbcwo.net. So we took the net because we're in the net casting, fishing business.
Fishing for souls, right?
That's right.
GBCWO.net. GBCWO.net. You can find out more about Pastor Sid Sumita and his wife, Pastor Gail, and their family and the ministry, and get into contact with them and even be a part of what God is doing through Grace Bible Church West Oahu. Now, you told us about this very gripping story, series of visions, how you came to know Christ personally. Now, speed us up, take us further. I mean, several decades have passed. I would say about, what, 4 decades or so have passed, and you're still on fire for the Lord. How were you called from being serving in that gas station, right, to now going into the pastoral ministry? How did that take place?
That took place, Danny, that as God was working in my life and put that fire inside mm-hmm. of me, I just wanted to tell people about Jesus, how wonderful He is. But also I wanted to warn them about this terrible place. Don't go there, you know, and how to avoid that, and the importance of getting the real fire insurance and a real kind of life insurance by knowing Jesus there. And as I began to do that, I got involved, and I probably did mostly every ministry in the church there. Parked cars, and did Sunday school, and did greeting, and mm-hmm. cleaned the church, and did all of those things, volunteer ministries, and it was a great school of learning as God was just bringing me along.
You came in through the servant's entrance.
Servant's huh? entrance, servant's entrance.
Mm-hmm.
And not knowing that that's God's school in training us right. and raising us up. And in that there, I got involved with youth ministry. I was a youth pastor at Grace Bible Church Honolulu under pastors both Sam and Nancy Webb for a number of years, quite a while there. And I mm-hmm. served under them. And the good part is, you know, when you're serving, that's where I found my beautiful wife.
Oh,
hallelujah. That was a gem there, you know. And God rewards us for serving and for being faithful. But anyway, that's just a side note there. But in that, as I was working with the youth and later on the college ministry and the young adult ministry, and soon it became a full-time job. I just was serving God, and it just became a full-time job. So that's how it unfolded there for me.
It just seems like a very organic way. I mean, you're just serving, and then it became, it's not like you had to apply for a job. Mm-hmm. You're already serving. It just kind of developed into that. You know, sometimes people, they think ministry is one of those things where, oh, yeah, I'd like to be the guy up there in the front. And they don't realize that the real entrance is the servant's entrance.
Mm-hmm.
Pastor, tell us, how did you receive a vision now after all those years to go start a new church, Grace Bible West Oahu?
Well, I had it in my heart for a while. You know how like Mary pondered those things in her heart? And I just had it in my heart that I wanted to go on the west side of the island.
Mm-hmm.
And later on when I met my wife, her family's from the west side of the island. My family's from the west side of the island. And I realized that the chances of them coming to where we were in Honolulu, this hard-to-find place up Aleva Heights, it was a very slim possibility, just with the natural thinking that they would come to church. So
yeah.
I realized that church had to go to them.
The narrow road on Ilima.
The narrow Ilima road, Drive. I tell you, man. And it's a regular road until 5 minutes before church service start, and it seems like every car from wherever comes. But anyway, yeah, that's how it, you know, mm-hmm. it was the burden in my heart. Oh, and yeah. When I met my wife there, and as we developed a relationship, and we had twin visions together, yeah.
Mm.
We had twin visions together to go out on the west side of the island and plant the work there.
Tell us about your children.
Oh, we have 3 wonderful children that love the Lord. Our oldest is Bethany. She's a real jewel there. She's a student at the University of Hawaii. And a major happening in her life this past year. God's been working on her, and she has a desire to do medical missions and changing her whole major and moving in that direction.
Wow.
Christy, she's involved in creative arts and
mm-hmm.
God's creative media, excuse me, creative media. She does mm-hmm. creative arts too. Great musicians, both of them, and both of them dance. Christian hula and sign language for the Lord. And then I have a son. We have a son. Gail and I have a son, Josh.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
Josh is in his, second year, going on his second year pretty soon,
wow.
in university there. and he wants to be a teacher and a basketball coach. All of our kids love the Lord, and we're coming to a place where they're not just little kids anymore, but now they're partners in the kingdom, and we're excited. We're excited about serving the Lord. And in fact, in the near future, we're believing to open up other windows of ministry and getting into the place, Danny, where you and I live out in Ava there.
Well, Pastor Sid, you know, just to hear about the maturation over the years from the 19-year-old who received a vision, series of visions from the Lord, and your journey to a personal relationship with Christ, pretty dramatic, you found the Lord. The Lord found you, and you've been walking with Him for about four decades now. And your family has grown, and you have reached many, many lives. You're a guy I know. You're sharing the love of Christ every day, and that really speaks to me. And that's an inspiration to me. You know, in the following days, you're going to hear more stories from people like Pastor Sid Sumita. Invite someone to listen in and be inspired. And if you know a gripping story of God's love and grace, go ahead and have someone, have them come out and listen to the show, or go to www.thegoodlifehawaii.org and let us know about them. Here's a scripture for today. Psalm 108, verse 1. Oh God, my heart is steadfast. I will sing and give praise, even with my glory. It's always a blessing to be with you. Special thank you to our guest today, Pastor Sid Sumita. Until next time, I'm Danny Yamashiro with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.